From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Pignanelli. In Afghanistan, NATO says it has launched an airstrike against Taliban militants in the southeastern province of Khost. A coalition forces spokesman says dozens of militants were killed in the strike. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
Afghan officials say that more than 150 Taliban militants attacked a district center in the Spahrid district of Khost province, not far from the Pakistan border. A district center contains the offices of the mayor, the chief of police, and other government officials. The provincial governor tells NPR that Taliban fighters attacked the building in a pre-dawn raid from four sides, and that Afghan security forces came under heavy fire during a two-hour battle. U.S.-led coalition forces say they were called in to help the Afghan soldiers and police and launched one airstrike against the Taliban. The provincial governor says that two Afghan policemen were killed and between 50 to 70 Taliban militants died in the fighting. The number of militant attacks in eastern Afghanistan has jumped 40% compared to the same period last year. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Qantas has been ordered to check all oxygen cylinders on its planes. This comes after an explosion ripped a hole in one of its 747s on Friday during a flight from Hong Kong to Melbourne. The blast forced an emergency landing in Manila, but no one on board the plane was injured. The BBC's Michael Barker reports from Manila.
Air safety investigators say an oxygen tank kit for emergencies is missing, and they are looking at the possibility it may have exploded, tearing a 3-meter hole in the fuselage close to the right wing. The cylinder was stored in the hold next to the damaged area. Qantas officials have now ordered urgent checks on all oxygen cylinders kept on its fleet of 747s. Investigators added that there was no evidence pointing to a terrorist attack after tests for bomb residues came up negative. They also discounted reports that corrosion may be to blame.
The BBC's Michael Barker. Rough seas off Long Island have claimed the lives of four people. The National Weather Service says strong ocean currents along the beaches were due to a storm system that brought 8-foot waves to the area last week. Douglas Miller is a lieutenant with the Coast Guard Long Island sector.
There's been a significant rip current on the south shore of Long Island Sound, and in conjunction with that current, we've had three different swimmers who were taken out.
At least three swimmers were rescued, but three others are still missing, including a 10-year-old girl who had been playing in the water off Coney Island. President Bush says he will sign the mortgage relief bill as soon as it arrives on his desk. The bill was overwhelmingly passed by the Senate yesterday and by the House earlier last week. President Bush had initially called the measure a bailout for lenders and threatened a veto. The final version of the bill will let homeowners who can't afford their payments to refinance into more affordable government-backed loans. From Washington, this is NPR News. An effort to provide additional assistance to poor families with their heating and air conditioning bills has died in the Senate. Republicans blocked consideration of the measure yesterday after Democrats fell 10 votes shy of substituting the heating and air conditioning bill for debate on a Republican plan to expand offshore oil drilling. $2.5 billion will be devoted to energy subsidies for low-income people this year. The Democrats' proposal would have increased that to more than $5 billion. A new report shows that for the second year in a row, the number of Americans who volunteer has dropped, and experts fear the worsening economy could push those numbers even lower. NPR's Diane Wall reports.
Among the 50 states, Nevada came in at the bottom of the list, with just 17.5% of its residents sacrificing their time to work without pay. The Corporation for National and Community Service conducted the study. It found that overall, Americans performed about 8 billion hours of volunteer work last year. That's a lot of hours, but it's still down more than 2.5% from 2005. Utah came in at the top of the list. Its volunteerism rate was almost 44%, followed by Nebraska, Minnesota, and Alaska. After Nevada, New York and Florida came in with the lowest numbers. The volunteerism numbers were compiled from Census Bureau data. Study authors say the high price of gas and food could be contributing to a reluctance to reach out and help. Diane Waugh, NPR News, Washington.
The final stage of the Tour de France is underway today. Carlos Sastre of Spain takes a 1-minute, 5-second lead into the last leg of the race. If he holds on, Sastre will become the third Spaniard in a row to capture cycling's premier race. I'm Dave Pignanelli, NPR News in Washington.